The Bentley House and the Richardson House across the street on the college campus are characteristic of the Victorian homes built by Pulteney's new wealth, created by the mercantilism that served the immigrants working in the slate quarries. The Bentley is a well-conserved example of the so-called painted ladies, typical of the grander Victorian-era homes. Gaudy, colorful, and irregular describe the Queen Anne style, and the Bentley House includes many of the typical features, an asymmetrical design with an offset tower. It was built in 1895 by a real estate broker for his son, a merchant named William Broughton, who married Jane Edwards. Now, Jane's sister lived across the street at 9 Bentley Avenue. She married one of the sons of Robert Humphrey, who'd built the Humphrey Block and operated the newspaper. Not to be outdone by the neighboring homes or by her sister, she and her husband constructed this imposing Queen Anne Colonial Revival-style home about 1900. Walk one block east now on Bentley Avenue to Maple Street. As you walk, note the decorative qualities and intricate design of these Queen Anne homes, more evidence of a wealth earned from the town's unique blend of resources and commerce. These were homes built in the Gilded Age from the 1880s to the 1900s. Note the unpredictable window spacing, the various and ornate colors, and woodwork that features turned columns and geometric patterns made possible in part by the introduction of machine lathes. Rufus Broughton, the real estate broker who built the Bentley House for his son, built one of the more striking homes on the street in 1885 in a Queen Anne Eastlake style with an unusually ornate porch at the corner of Bentley and Roberts Avenues. Peek down Roberts Avenue and note the roof on the second house, a striking multicolored slate roof. Turn left now on Maple Street, right on Main Street, and stop at the public library.